Mesechtas Harias Daf Beis, we begin a new Mesechta, a new Perek, and a new Mishnah. And this Mesechta has three Prakim and ends at the top of Daf Yudalim and Aleph. Nakdama to the Pirish Mishnayas, the Rambam explains that although this Mesechta speaks about Kabanais, therefore it would seem that this should be at the beginning of Seder Kachim. However, this is actually the last Mesechta in Seder Nezikin. And the Rambam explains that since this Mesechta starts with Haru Bezdin Lab Alachas Mikomet Samuris Betera, which is speaking about the Karban Halun Davish Zibar, which is relevant to the Sanhedrin, and therefore Rebbe was Mesadda Mesechtas Harius at the end of Seder Zikin, which is after Mesechtas Sanhedrin, and he also explains that Mesechtas Harius follows Mesechtas Avos, as at the beginning of Mesechtas Avos, the Mishnah Torahs have Mesunim Bedin, and therefore Mesechta teaches us that what would be the halacha if the Sanhedrin actually makes a mistake and they weren't Mesunim Bedin. And before we begin with our Mishnah, let us begin with the Shor Hakdama, as we know that the Pesukim Pashat Vayikra speaks about the Kabanais. And in Perek Dalet, the Torah teaches us that Allah has been gayer carbon chatos. And in Perek Dalet, Pasuk of Zayin, the Pasuk tells us, Vim nefesh achas techta bishkoga me arma uretz, basoisa achas mimsa shem, ashaloisa asen of Ashrim. And if a Yachid does one of the Averis, where if he did so bemazed, he'd be chayiv kares, and it's Averis sheesh by Maisa, that if he does so beshoigig, he'd be chayiv to bring a carbon chatos, and he would have a choice either to bring a kispa or seira. And the Rambam lists 43 different cases where someone could be chayiv to bring a chatos Kavua, or what we call a Chatas Chelev, as a prototypical case of someone that brings a carbon Chatas is someone that's even an Issa of Chelev and he eats Chelev B'Shoigig. However, in Pasha Shalach, the Torah tells us that there's one exception to this rule, and the Torah tells us in Perek Tesva, Pasach of Zayin, Vim Nefesh Achas Techta B'Shkoga, V'Kriva is Bashnasa L'Chatas, that if someone is even the Issa of Avidizara B'Shoigig, then instead of having a choice to bring either a Kispa or Seira for the Chatas, he would specifically have to bring a Seira for the carbon Chatas, and would not have a choice to bring a kispa. And we also previously learned that even though if someone is oiva on Tumas Mikdash V'Kedoshah B'Mezid, they would be chayiv kares, but even so, if someone is oiva B'Shoigeg on Tumas Mikdash V'Kedoshah, they would not bring a standard chatz kavua, and instead they would bring a carbon eil v'yared, which is also brought in the case of Shavuos Allah, as well as in Shavuos Pitui. And the Torah speaks about other exceptions as well, and as the Torah states at the beginning of Perek Dalet in Pasuk Vayikra, if a Kohen Mashiach does an Issa, where if he did so B'Shoigeg, and he was not a Kohen Mashiach, he'd be chayav to bring a regal carbon chatas, and he'd have to bring a kispa v'seira, but a Kohen Mashiach would bring a par and not a kispa v'seira. The Torah teaches us that there's a special dinim regarding this par of the Kohen Mashiach. And for example, although b'negir most kabanais, the dam is placed on the mizbeach hachitzayin or the mizbeach hanechoshes, but the dam of the par Kohen Mashiach was actually brought into the heichal and was sprayed seven times towards the pareches that was between the kodesh and kodesh kedoshim. And the Torah then tells us that the Kohen would take from the dam and would place it on the corners of the Mizbech HaPnimi or the Mizbech HaZav, or what the Torah calls Mizbech Keteris HaSamim. Then the remainder of the dam was spilled in the Yisoid of Mizbech HaOila or the Mizbech HaChitzayin. And although some parts of the par would be placed on the Mizbech HaChitzayin, just like by regular Chatas, however, although by regular carbon Chatas, the Kohen would have right to parts of the animal and was treated as Kachi Kachim. However, the Torah tells us, but the gate of Par Kohen Mashiach, v'hoitz is kol ha-par el mechutz l'machna el mokum tar el shefach ha-deshem v'sarif ha-israel itzim ba'esh el shefach ha-deshem yisarif. And when we had a Mishkan, so the par was taken outside of the Shalosh Machnais, and when we had a Beis Mikdash, the par was taken outside of the city and was burned mechutz l'machna. And similarly, the Torah tells us that if a Nasi or a Melech does an Avera, where if a Yochid would do that Avera, it would be chayiv to bring a Karman Chatas, which is a kispa seira. However, the Nasi or the Melech would not bring a female, and instead would bring a seir izim echad l'chatas, which is a male animal. And as we will discuss, a kohen mashiach refers to the kohen gadol that was a mashuach b'shemen ha-mishcha. Part of the second parak and the third parak of Mesechtas Harias will discuss the dinim of the par kohen mashiach and the sarah of the nasi. And with our parak and part of the second parak will discuss the dinim of the par helm dov shel tzibah, which is the pasha that is found in Pashas Vayikra, right between the dinim of the par kohen mashiach and the dinim of the sarah of the nasi. In Perek Dalet, the Pasuk Yud Gimel, the Torah tells us, "Im kol das Yisrael yishku v'nelam dove me'ini akol v'asu achas mikol mitzvah Hashem asher lo yisei asenu v'ashemu." And as we will see, that if the Sanhedrin Gedolah are paskin incorrectly regarding an issa that's yesh by maisa, generally if someone is oivan this issa b'meizi, they'd be chayiv kares, and if one is oivan this issa b'shegeg, they'd be chayiv to bring a karmen chatas. And the Torah teaches us that if, for example, Bezdin makes a mistake and they paskin that certain chelev is mutar, or they paskin that certain dam is mutar, and then either Rav of Klai Yisrael or Rav of the Shvatim are over on that Isser, then instead of each individual bringing a carbon chatas kavua, it was now here to bring a carbon parhelm davishil tzibar. And we will see that there's actually a three-way machlekes as to whom will be required to bring a parhelm davishil tzibar, as either it will be from the tzibar or it will be Bezdin themselves, or it will be both the tzibar as well as Bezdin. And the Torah tells us that the dinam of a parhelm davishil tzibar are the same as the dinam of the pakhoy mashiach. And as the pasuk states in Perek Dalet Pasuchov, just like we find that there's a difference between all Averis and Avera of Vedazara, Benegeir, Carbon of Yachid, so the same is true, Benegeir, Helm Davishel Tzibar, and although Benegeir, all other Yisurim, Chiv would be to bring a Parhelm Davishel Tzibar. However, once again, the Torah in Pasha Shlach tells us if there's a Helm Davishel Tzibar, Benegeir, Vedazara, Pasha teaches us in Pasha Shlach, in Perek Tezvav, Pasach of Dalid, it would be Chiv to bring a Parben Baka Echad Oila, as well as a Seir Ezim Echad Lachatas. And with this Akhtamo, let us begin our Mishnah. As the Mishnah begins, Haru Bezdin Laval Achas become Mitzvah Samuris Beteria, that a Bezdin Paskin, that someone could be Oivod, one of Mitzvah Samuris Beteria, and as Rashi states, Kagayin Shaharu Shechelev Oidam Mutar, for example, they Paskin that one type of Chelev, one type of blood, would be Mutar, instead of most of Klai Yisrael or most of the Shvatim being Oivod at Issa, Vahalachai Yachid Vasa Shegel Galpim, and an individual, or at least not Rave of the Sibur, went and ate Dam, or ate this Chelev based on the Psak of Bezdin. So the Mishnah teaches us, Bein Shaasu Vasi Yaman, then it doesn't make a difference if Bezin actually ate his chilev or ate his dam, and he also ate the dam or the chilev at the same time that Bezin was sitting down and eating the dam and chilev. Bein Shaasu Vasar Chayan, and it doesn't make a difference if Bezin ate the dam and chilev, and this individual did not eat the dam and chilev together with Bezin, but he ate it at a later point based on the psak of Bezin. Finally, Bein Shaasu Vasar, similarly, even if Bezin never ate this dam and chilev, but his yachid went, and based on the psak of Bezin, he ate this dam and chilev, and generally a yachid should be chayav to bring a carbon chatas and would have to bring a kispoy seira. However, in these cases, he would be potter, as lemaisa he only ate this based on the psak of Bezdin, and potentially the svar for the shita is that lemaisa he was anus, as lemaisa he thought that's mutter to eat his chilev or mutter to eat the dam. And the Gemara will explain that our Mishnah just brought three different examples, as the Mishnah is going b'derech leizu afsuk tani, as we will see on the bottom of the Amid. Also, keep in mind that the Gemara will tell us that our Mishnah is not going l'divrei hakol, as the Chacham argue in our Mishnah, and the Chacham hold that if a Yochid is Oivah and Nisa, and even if he did it based on the Psak of Bezdin, he is still considered a Shoigeg, and he still would be Chayyid to bring a carbon Chatas Kavua. And the Mishnah continues and brings a second case, Haru Bezdin, if Bezdin Paskin, the Yoda Echman Shetau, and one of the Dayanim knew that Bezdin made a mistake, Oy Talmud Vu Roy Lai Ra, or there was a Talmud that was sitting in front of the Bezdin, and he was Roy Lai Ra, and he also knew that Bezdin was making a mistake, V'holach V'asal Pien, and even so, based on the Psak of Bezdin, he decided to eat this Chilev Odam, Bein Sha'asu V'asu Yaman, so it wouldn't make a difference if Bezdin was eating the Chilev Odam at the same time that this Dayan or this Talmud was eating the Chilev Odam, or Bein Sha'asu V'asu Achrein, and it wouldn't make a difference if Bezdin initially ate this Dam O'Chilev, and then at a later point he ate the Dam O'Chilev, or Bein Sha'asu V'asu, or in a case where Bezdin didn't even eat the Chilev Odam, and he ate the Chilev Odam, or Reza Chayyim, Pesh Le'Tolar Bezdin, so in this case, this Dayan or this Talmud would be chayav to bring a carbon chatas kavua. As lemaisa, we don't consider this that he was toilu b'das bezdin, and therefore he's going to be chayav to bring a regular carbon chatas. Ayin Rashi explains that the mistake of this Dayan or the mistake of this Talmud was that he was tov b'mitzvah l'shmoy divrei chachamim, and he thought that although I know that bezdin is making a mistake, but lemaisa is still a din to listen to bezdin. And even so, the Mishnah tells us that he'd be chayav to bring a carbon chatas. And as Rashi states, hareza chayav in place l'tolu mamish b'bezdin, karega dea shetou. As the Maisi knows that Bezdin is making a mistake, and as the Mishnah states, Zaklal, and this is the general rule, Hatela Ba'atma Chayev, that if someone does an Issa, even though Bezdin passed him incorrectly, but still if he was Tela Ba'atma, then he'd be Chayev to bring a carbon chatas. However, Hatela Ba'Bezdin Pata, but if he relied on Bezdin Psak, and that's the reason why he ate this Damo Chelev, even though he is only a Yachid, and the Maisi Bezdin would not be bringing a Param Davish Al Tziba, but even so he'd be Pata from bringing a carbon chatas. And keep in mind that the Gemara, the top of that Beis on Beis will explain when the Sefer of the Mishnah brought three different cases. Mishnah was using the style of Zuvein Sarach Loi Mezuk Tani, as we will explain when we see the Gemara. Before we begin the Gemara, let us point out that even though in Akdama we mentioned that in order to bring a Parhom Dov Shel Tzibor, it has to be a Psak of the Sanhedrin Gedolah. However, the Mefarshim discuss that when our Mishnah teaches us that if a Yochid relied on a Psak of bezin and was oivan issa, that a yachid would also not be chayit to bring a korban chatas kavua, that potentially this din doesn't only apply with a psak king from the Sanhedrin Gedolah, and even if the psak king from a regular bezin, and the same din would apply. And also keep in mind that although he stated that in order for there to be a chiv to bring a parham dov shel tziba, it must be that there was a mistaken psak from the Sanhedrin Gedolah in Yerushalayim. However, as we will see, that there are tanoim that hold that even if it would be the bezna gadol of a specific shevet that would pass him for that shevet, then potentially there will also be a chiv to bring a parham dov shel tziba. And also, when our Mishnah stated the lashon on mikol mitzvahs hamuris b'teira, and we explained that it's not referring to all mitzvahs, and it's only referring to those mitzvahs where it would be a chiv of a carbon chatos. However, our Mishnah is borrowing this term from the psukim, as the psukim in Pashas Vayikra b'negei the chatos all use a similar term, v'asu achas mikol mitzvahs Hashem asher lo yaseh asenu v'ashemu. And finally, our Mishnah used a term of asa shogeg al piyam, and the Gemara will explain why we had to use a double lashon, as l'chayr the Mishnah could have just stated v'asa shogeg, or the Mishnah could have stated v'asa al piyam. And let us begin our Gemara, and our Gemara will bring two different versions as to the machlekes between Shmuel and Rav Dim ben Adar. And the first version is Amar Shmuel lo ilum ein bezin chayavin ashiyem lo mutarim atem, that the only way that bezin will be chayav to bring a parum dava shel tziba, and the only way that we could say that the yach was toila al das bezin is only in a case where the bezin actually paskin. They specifically said that's mutter for you to do this act. And as Rashi states, lo ilum lo yahavi gemar hidra the lachayav carbon ulagabi yachad lahavi toila bezin at she'amu bezin letziba mutarim atem. However, Rav Dim ben Adar mar, Rav Dim ben Adar takes this as a step further, and he says, it's not enough if they just say mutarim atem. Bezin would also have to say loshin or mutarim atem lases. And my time lefish le nigmar ra. And as Rashi states, loilum le nigmar ra lechayvan carbon ashiyem mutarim atem lases. According to this version, the Gemara will now bring three rayas to the member of Rav Dimi. And Om Abay and Abay states afanana mitina, that we also see this in the Mishnah Masechta Sanhedrin benegeda zokim amrei, as the Mishnah teaches us chazal iroi, that if the zokim amrei receives a psak from the Sanhedrin Gedolah in Yerushalayim, and he goes back to the city, and Shana Velimi Kederach Shalimeid, and he goes and teaches this halacha in the same manner that he previously taught us, and Pata, he will be Pata from Misa, the Maisa that is not considered Hayra. However, Hayra Lasa is Chayiv, and the only way that the Zakim Mamre will be Chayiv Misa is only if he paskins Lasais. And we see, in order for something to be considered a psak, it has to be that he was Hayra Lasais, and this is a riot to Rav Dimi. And as Rashi states, Hayra Lasais, the Mashma de Kama, Mutaram Atam Lasais, the Nigmar Hayrasa, Yudem Chayiv. The Gemara continues with the second riot to remember Rav Dimi, as Amrav Abba, Rav Abba taught us, Afananamitina, that we have a riot to Rav Dimi from a Mishnah Mesechus Yavamais, as the Mishnah teaches us that if a woman's husband goes to Medina Siyam and he doesn't come back, and then an Eidechr comes and says that your husband died, then Hayrla Bezdin Nasei, and if Bezdin Paskin based on Eidechr, and they Paskin that she could get married, and the Hochel Vikukla, and instead of getting married, she goes in as Mizana, and then her husband comes back, when Medina Siyam, then Chayav is Bekarbin, then she would be Chayav to bring a Karbin Chatas, Shlo Yutirla Elin Nasei, as Bezdin only Paskin that she could get married, and they didn't Paskin that she could be Mizana, and as Rashi says, Chayav is Bekarbin, Lufi Shlo Yhoysel Toilu Bezdin, from this Mishnah, there's a riot to Rav Dimi, as Minitani Hurla Bezdin Nasei, Vlaik Tani Tiru Bezdin, since the Mishnah doesn't say that Bezdin was Matahar, Shma Minod, Loy Nigmar Harasa, Achiyemu Tarim Atum Lasseis, and the only way that Bezdin's psak is considered a full fledged psak is only when they're paskin for someone to do an immediate maisa, and for example, to get married. In this case, if she would have gotten married based on the psak of Bezdin, then certainly she would not be chayav to bring a kispa osira, as we learned in our Mishnah. However, since she was Mizana and therefore was not toil with Bezdin, therefore she's chayav to bring a kispa osira. And Rashi points out, Hurla Bezdin Nasei, that is Dafka Piyad Echod, as the Ibishne Eden Litzar Bezdin, as if there were two Eden that came and testified that her husband died, and certainly that's not considered a case where she was toil with Bezdin, and therefore, once her husband comes back, she would be chayav to bring a kispa osira. Finally, Agamar continues and brings a third raya to this member of Dimi, as Amravina Afananamitina. We also have a right to Rav Dimi from our Mishnah itself, as our Mishnah stated, Hayu Bezdin Lav Al Achas Mikol Mitzvahs B'Torah, and therefore it's Muchach that they actually paskin that someone could be Iva on any of the Mitzvahs in the Torah. And as Rashi states, Hayu Bezdin Lavar, that by the fact that the Mishnah didn't state Hayu Bezdin Lahater, and instead it uses the Lashon of Lava, so it's Mashma Hayu Bezdin Lasseis, Gemara ends off Sulay Midi, that based on the three rayas that we just brought, there's no further need to bring any further rayas to Rav Dimi, and certainly we pass on Rav Dimi, the only time it will be chiyuv for parham dov shel tziba. Rebbe is if the Sanhedrin actually states Mutar Matam Lasais, and the Gemara continues Ikad Amri, and some have the following version, and this version we will switch around the Shitas of Shmuel and Rav Dimi, as Om Shmuel in Bezal Chayav and Hachem Mutar Matam Lasais, Rav Dimi and Adomar Afilu Mutar Matam Nigmar Ra, and according to this version, the three Rayas that the Gemara previously brought to Rav Dimi will actually be used as questions to Rav Dimi, and as the Gemara says, Om Abaya Volin Tananachi, but we didn't learn like Rav Dimi, as we saw in the Mishnah Masechta Sanhedrin B'negeid Zakim Amrei, that the Mishnah stated Chazal Ira V'Shana Ilimei Kederach Shalimeid Potar Hayulasis is Chayiv, and we see that it's Dafka by Hayulasis there will be Chayiv. And number two, Om Rab Abba V'Olei Tananachi, but the Mishnah Masechta Yevamrei is not Mashma like Rav Dimi, as the Mishnah taught us Hayul Bezli Nasei V'Hachav V'Kilkla Chayiv is Bekarbin Lo Yitiula Eli Nasei. And finally, Om Ravina, and Ravina also says V'Olei Tananachi, but our Mishnah is not Mashma like Rav Dimi, as our Mishnah stated Hayul Bezli Lava Lachas B'Kol Mitzvah Musa B'Tirya, and as we previously explained, and once again the Gemara says Sulei Midi. This version, the Gemara means to say that there's no need to ask any further questions on Rav Dimi. Certainly, the psak would be like Shmuel, that the only way that's considered a valid psak and there would be a chiyuv to bring a parum dov shel tziba is only bezin paskin mutarim atam lasais. And the Gemara continues and quotes from Mishnah that the Mishnah taught us that bezin paskin and v'holach hayachiv asa shegal p'em, and even though reivat tziba would not oivon this issa based on the psak of bezin, and it was only a yachid that was asa shegig, he did a vera based on the psak of bezin. So even though bezin would not bring a parum dov shel tziba, but even so the yachid is potter for mir kizbalus ira. And our Gemara is v'nisne v'asal p'em and shegig lomli, and l'chayr the Mishnah could have just stated v'asal p'em, and why the Mishnah also say that he was a shegig. The Gemara explains Amar Rava and l'fi Rashi it's mashman his gurus tartik tani, that the Mishnah is actually teaching us two dinim. That number one, the Mishnah taught us that if he actually go and follow the psak of bezin, and for example, if bezin were paskin on a specific type of chaylev that's mutter to eat, and this person ate that chaylev, then certainly it'll be chayav to bring a korban chatas kavua. However, the Mishnah added in the word shegig in order to teach us lasuye her bezin shechaylev mutter. This comes to include that even in a case where bezin paskin that a specific type of chaylev is mutter, when the schaf like chaylev b'shuman, then Reuven has both this type of chaylev as well as kosher shuman in front of him. The achloi he thinks that he's eating the shuman, but ultimately eats chaylev and potter, that he would still be potter and he would not bring a korban chatas. And when the Mishnah stated al p'm mamish, that's teaching us the standard in that bezin incorrectly paskin that specific type of chaylev is mutter, and he goes and eats that specific type of chaylev, then certainly he will not be chayav to bring a korban chatas. And as Rashi explains, the mashmahachi v'holach hayochid v'asa oy shoyeg oy al p'm. Rashi explains that in the case was neschav lechaylev b'shuman, the chiddush is that afagav lehavi al p'm mamish v'shalim miskaven ka'achalei afilu hachi hoyel v'ilu misyadalei the chaylev who lehavi hodabe, that even if you know that this is that type of chaylev, they would not be chayzah and he would still eat it. So he heard bezin shechaylev muta as bezin paskin that this type of chaylev is muta hilkoch chaylev bezin kurine beil potter. Therefore, he would still be potter. The Gemara continues v'ikad amri, and there's another version as to this teretz as Amar Rava and Rava holds that's not tactic tani and faket. The Mishnah is teaching us that the only time that the yachid would be potter from being karmen chatas is only when he actually relied on the psak bezin and he thought that he was eating the chaylev that bezin said that it was mutter, and therefore he'd be potter from being karmen chatas. But in the case where it was neschav lechaylev b'shuman, then he would not be potter. As Rava explains that the Mishnah tells us shegal p'm who the potter avul neschav lechaylev b'shuman va'achloi, then he'd be chayiv. And as Rashi states shleitalu atzmai bebezin, and that's not considered that he was toiling himself in bezin, as lemaisi he thought that he was eating shuman and he didn't even think that he was eating the chilev that bezin said was mutter. And let's keep in mind that according to both versions as to the member of Rava, Rava was certain as to the psak. In this first version, Rava held that it was neschav lechaylev b'shuman, then it's still considered toiling bezin and it'd be potter from being a korban chatas. And the second version he holds that in the case of neschav lechaylev b'shuman, that it would not be considered toiling bezin and it'd be chayav to bring a korban chatas. But in either case, he was certain as to what the psak is. Therefore, our Gemara explains milsa b'shita le Rava, that this idea with pasha to Rava coming by le Rami Bachama, that Rami Bachama had a shayla as the boy Rami Bachama, as Rami Bachama asked this exact question as her bezin shechel muta v'neschav lechel b'shuman va'achloi ma'u, what is the halacha? The Gemara continues and tries to bring a raya to the shayla of Rami Bachama. Am Rava tashma, let us bring a raya from our Mishnah as our Mishnah stated halach yachiv v'asa shogal p'm and shogal p'm lamli, and why the Mishnah have to use both of these shaynes? Lav lastir her bezin shechel muta v'neschav lechel b'shuman va'achloi da'i potter, And l'chari we have a raya to the first side of Rava, as well as to the shayla of Rami Bachama. And the Gemara answers, Dil Moshega Alpiyam Hu Depata, Al Neschav L'chil B'Shum V'Ochel Chayiv, that maybe the Diyak should be like the second member of Rava. Therefore, you can't bring a raya from a Mishnah to either side of the shayla of Rami Bachama. And Ikad Amri and others have the following version, that Amr Rava, that Rava tried to bring a raya, and the case of Rami Bachama, that a Yachel would be Chayiv, and it's considered it was Tehlo B'Das Atzmai, as Toshma, and the raya would be from a Mishnah itself, as the Mishnah stated, Halach Yachel V'Asr Shayga Alpiyam. And the Diyak from a Mishnah is, My Lav Shayga Alpiyam Hu Depata, that it's only when it was Shayig, as Mamish Alpiyam, then will be parted from bringing a Karman Chatas, of Nischav L'Chelo B'Shuman V'Achlo Yichayiv, but in the case with Nischav L'Chelo B'Shuman, then since it's not Mamish Tehlo B'Bezdin, and then we consider Tehlo B'Das Atzmai, therefore he'd be Chayiv to bring a Karman Chatas, and the Chayiv should be able to be patient, the Shayiv Rayim Bachama, that you'd be Chayiv to bring a Karman Chatas. Once again, the Gemara responds that you can't bring a Raya from a Mishnah, as it's possible to explain the Mishnah, the first version of Rava, and its Tati Ketani, Oy Shegeg, Oy Alpiyam. The Gemara now continues that although we just saw that in the case with Bezin Paskin, that specific type of Chayiv is Mutar, and then the Schaf Le Chayiv B'Shuman, then we had the first version of Rava that stated that he would still be Potter from bringing a Karman Chatas, and we saw the second version that said he would be Chayiv, and then we saw that Rayim Bacham had a Shaila. Our Gemara now brings Beplukta, that is actually a Machlekes between Rav and Rabbi Echron, as the Gemara brings Hayu Bezin Shechel Mutar, V'Nischav Le Chayiv B'Shuman, V'Achloi, then Rav Amar Potter, Rabbi Echron and Chayiv, and Rav holds like the first version of Rava, and the Yachu will be Potter from bringing a Chatas, and Bechon holds like the second version of Rava, the Yachu will be Chayiv to bring a Karban Chatas. The Gemara continues, Meisvei, I'll ask a question on the Shita Rabbi Echron from the following Braisa. How could Rabbi Echron Paskin, that in the case of Hayu Bezin Shechel Mutar, and V'Nischav Le Chayiv B'Shuman, if the Yachu ate this Chayiv, then it'd be Chayiv to bring a Karban Chatas? But the following Braisa will actually dash him, Sukkim, and Pashas Vayikra, and the first Pasuk that we will bring is Perek Dalad Pasuk of Zayin, which discusses the Karban Chatas of Yachid, and the Pasuk states, Vim Nefesh Achas Techtu Bishkogo Me'am Oretz Basoysa Achas Mitzah Shem Ashalisa Asenev Oshim. The Gemara will also discuss the Pasuk B'Negeya, the Sar of Nasi, and the Pasuk states, Asher Nasi Yechta V'Osa Achas Bikom Mitzah Shem Alekav Ashalisa Asenev Bishkogo V'Oshim Oy Hoidul of Chatas Asher Chotorba V'Hivis Kabane Sir Izum Zachotamim. The Braisa teaches us that the Tanakhama learns that since the Pasuk B'Negeya Karban Chatas of Yachid states, Me'am Oretz Basoysa, since the Pasuk states, Me'am Oretz, though it's mashmo v'loy kol amaretz, and it's not referring to every amaretz, we learn now prat l'mumma, and as Rashi states, that inu may be korban al shegasai, that even if he's actually a shegeg, he would not bring a korban chatos, the inu kabum yadai, and we would not accept it from his hands. The Bryce continues, Rav Shimon ben Yosi, sama goyis Rav Shimon ben Yehuda im Shimon Rav Shimon, that we don't need that limud, as a real oima, as the pasuk ben agi, the star of the Nasi states, ashaloysi asena b'shkaga v'oshem oy hoida, therefore we learn that the only time that one could bring a karmel chatas is only a shabbi diyasa, maybe karmel al shigasai. That the chatas is only applicable that if a person would have found out that he did something wrong, that he wouldn't have done this avera, then since he was a shegeg, so he'd chayiv to bring a karmel chatas. However, le shabbi diyasa, in maybe karmel al shigasai. And since a mumma is le shabbi diyasa, as even if he would have known that it was an avera, he still would have done this avera, then he would not be chayiv to bring a karmel chatas. And the Gemara now brings a raya against Rabbi Echron, as in Isa, in our case, with the schalf le chayiv B'shuman, and Lemaisi, he knows that Bezin Paskin, that even this type of Chaylev is Mutter, even if someone would have originally told Ruvain that this is this type of Chaylev, then he still would have eaten it, and Haloi Shabmi Yidiyasuhu, and therefore he's not considered Shabmi Yidiyasai, and how could Rabbi Echron say that he'd be chayiv to bring a Karman Chatos? The Gemara answers that it's not a raya against Rabbi Echron, as Omra Papa, Kasov Rabbi Echron, Kivin and Chivinsiyad Lulubedina Haribu, Vahu Nami Hodebe, than Shabmi Yidiyasukurin and Bebe Chayiv, that since in Bezin would realize that they made a mistake and they paskin incorrectly, and then they would tell people that you should know that this chaylev is really asar, and certainly this person who is not a mumma would have certainly not eaten this piece of chaylev, and therefore it's considered shabmi yidiyasai, and he is chayev to bring a korban chatas. And Ayin Rashi points out the chayev korban shuli tol kol kach bebezin shuli asal pia mamish ba'amtu lohi kam rabichun the chayev korban aval hechad asal pia mamish av gav dudel av yedil bezin av hadibu v'hu nami av hadibu v'av shabmi yidiyasai af yidil achi potom and place your tolem mamish but that's bezin ayin sham. Keep in mind that we just saw the braisa where we saw two different shitas as to what the makor is that we would not accept a korban chatos from a mumor. Rashi brings down for the gemara and daf yudal from an olive that the nafkamina between these two shitas is in a case where Reuven is a mumor to eat chaylev and he's not a mumor to eat dal. dam, and he eats dam b'shoigeg, would we accept a carbon chatos from him in regard to his issa of chelev? The Gemara continues, Amr Rava, and Rava teaches us, Moidu Rav, she'in mashal merev tziba, that even though Rav held, that in a case of nischav lechelev b'shuman, that one would be potter from being a carbon chatos. However, even though he's potter from being a carbon chatos, based on the psak of Bezdin, but even so, if there would be a case, Bezdin paskin that specific type of chelev is mutar, and then 50% of the tzibor ate from that chelev, and this other person was nischav lechelev b'shuman, and he also ate this chelev, but even so, there would not be a chiyuv to bring a parah on the shel tzibor. We would not consider it that Rav tzibor ate chelev based on the psak of Bezdin, and as Rav explains, my timer, and what is the makar, and we will be gurious based on the gears of Rabbeinu Chananel, the makar will be from the pasuk b'negei parah on shel tzibor, as on makar, as the pasuk b'negei parah on shel tzibor states, and we learn that the only way that you consider to be Reva Tzibor is only if they have the same Shoigeg, but in this case with 50% of the Tzibor ate Chelev that they knew was the type of Chelev that Bezin said was Mutar, and then this one Yochid ate Chelev but he thought it was Shuman. So although most of the Tzibor are part of bringing a Karman Chatas, but there is still no requirement to bring a Param Dov Shel Tzibor. And keep in mind that this member of Rava is not only according to Rav, but it's also according to the first version that we had previously according to Rav himself. The Gemara continues and quotes from our Mishnah, as the Mishnah brought us three different examples of the case of Shogal PM. Number one, Bein She'asu V'asu Yuman, that it doesn't make a difference if Bezin was eating this Chelev and at the same time moving ate Chelev together with Bezin, and Bein She'asu V'asu Achrayin, and the same thing would apply if Bezin actually ate from this Chelev and then at a later point he ate from this Chelev. And similarly, Bein She'lo Asu V'asu, and even if Bezin didn't actually eat from this Chelev and he ate this Chelev, then in all cases he would still be Potter, as he was titled with Bezdin. And the Sefer Mishnah, the Mishnah uses similar Lashon and brings these three cases, as the Sefer states, Hayu Bezdin v'yada echman shetahu v'talmud v'roi loy ra v'halach v'asa apien bein she'asa v'asa yimaren bein she'asa v'asa achrein bein she'asa v'asa harei zechayim p'lish loy talo v'bezdin. And both in regard to the Reisha as well as the Sefer, the Gemara is bothered l'ma lil mistik kolhani, that why do we have to bring all three examples? And the Gemara says, bishleim Reisha, that I understand the Reisha, that loy zu asu k'tani, that certainly we're building up on the Chidushim. Certainly each din is a bigger Chiddush than the previous din, as in the first din we only see that if he actually ate together with Bezdin, then it's considered that he was Soymich on Bezdin. But in the second case, where he's not eating together with Bezdin, so maybe you would think that even though Bezdin already ate, but maybe it's not considered that he was Soymich on Bezdin, Kamash Blon, that even that case will be Potter. And the third case, where Bezdin didn't eat at all, so maybe we would consider that that's not considered that he was Soymich on Bezdin, Kamash Blon, that Lameister, since he was Soymich on the Psak of Bezdin, that he's potter from bringing carbon chatos. However, the Gemara is, I'll save the luchiyuva ipchumi ba'ilei, but luchiyuva, in the case of the Sefer, we were talking about a person that will be chayyah to bring carbon chatos. Luchiyuva, the Mishnah should have said exactly the opposite, and the Mishnah should have stated, Hayu bezdin v'yada echman shetahu oi talmud v'roi loi ra v'holach v'asa apien, bein shalei asu v'asa, or bein she'asu v'asa achreim, and bein she'asu v'asa yimain. And the greater chiddush would be that even if this dayan or this talmud eats together with the rest of the bezdin, that even so, it's not considered that he was asar pien, and instead we consider it teilu ba'atzmai, then he would still be chayav to bring a karmel chatos. And this way, the sefer would also be using the derech of lezu afsu. And as Rashi at the bottom of the left column of the Amid states, the sach dechamina hoil v'asim ma'im teilu bezdin kuinu bey v'levi potter afilu hachi aminan hoil v'yodesh atol leitalu bezdin v'chayav. And we continue on that base of the base, and the Gemara explains that even though the ratio is b'derech lezu afsu, and even though it's not usual for a Mishnah to state something in a derech of Zuvein Tzarech Lai Mezuktani, however, because a Mishnah wanted to keep symmetry between the Reish and the Sefer, therefore the Sefer used the method of Zuvein Tzarech Lai Mezuktani. In the Chinami, the first case that the Mishnah brought is a greater Chiddush than the last case, and as Rashi states, the Hachi Mashma, Lai Mi Bayezud, Asim Mam, Lai Talo Bezin, Vein Tzarech Lai Mezud, Asachrem, Devadid Lai Talo Bezin, Vchayiv Karbin, the Kolshkin in Tzarech Lai Ma, Hechid Lai Asu, Vasa, the Chayiv, then in that case, you'd still be Chayiv. The Gemara continues and quotes from the Sefer of the Mishnah, and the Sefer of the Mishnah told us that Bezin Paskin v'yoda echemen shatou, and one of the Dayanim knew that the Bezin made a mistake, or the Talmud who roi loy ra, or there was a Talmud that was not part of the Bezin, but he was roi loy ra, and the holoch v'asal pien, then this Dayan or this Talmud would be chayat to bring a carbon chatos, as it's considered that it was teilu ba'atzmai and not teilu ba'bezin. And our Gemara is, tati lomli, that why did the Mishnah have to give both of these examples? And the Gemara answers, Amar Rava, that Rava explains, Istrich, that we needed both of these examples, and that we might think that the only time that a Talmud would be chayev to bring a korban is only if he's one that's mamish roi l'ra. Not only does he have a lot of ideas, but he's also able to be maven davar mitech davar, and therefore it'll be considered he's teilu ba'atzmai and he's chayev to bring a korban. However, if he's only gomer v'lei saver, then since he really can't understand the psak of bezdin, so maybe we'd say they still consider teilu bezdin. Therefore, he'd be potter from bringing a korban. Kamash b'lon, they still chayev to bring a korban. However, the gemara now is amalei abaya da abaya estrava. That since the second case of the Mishnah is Talmud roi l'ra, so gom v'somver mashma, so even from the second case of the Mishnah, it's mashma that the only reason why he's chayiv is only because he's gom v'somver. And how could Rava say that if someone is gom v'somver, he would be chayiv to bring a korban chatos? And amalei, and Rava responds to Abaya, ano hachik hamina, that I meant to say as follows, ima hi havmina hanimili gom v'somver, that if the Mishnah would have only mentioned the first case of a yoda echemen shetou, who is part of a bezin, and certainly is gom v'saver, havamino hanimili gom v'saver, so we would have thought that the only time that one's chayav to bring a korban is someone that's similar to a dying that's gom v'saver, and a talmud that's gom v'saver would also be chayav to bring a korban. Ava gom v'leisaver loy, but if it is a talmud that gom v'leisaver, then he would be potter from bringing a korban and tanin roi l'ra, and therefore the Mishnah brings a second case of a talmud roi l'ra, which we could have understood from the first case of the Mishnah, and therefore since we have a Mishnah yisera, afilu gom v'leisaver. And that teaches us that even this Talmud is either Gomer V'lei Saver or he's Maven Dover Metech Dover, but he doesn't have a large Bekias. As long as he felt that Bezin was passing incorrectly, that he would be Chayav to bring a Korban, as it would not be considered that he was totally with Bezin. Instead, it would be considered that he was totally with Das Atzmai. And we learned to Gomer based on a Girsa that Afilu Gomer V'lei Saver or Sav V'lei Gomer, and Ayin Bach, who is Gurus, Afilu Gomer V'lei Saver and is not Gurus, Sav V'lei Gomer, as certainly in that case, he'd be chayav to bring a korban, and certainly we would consider such a person someone that was teilu bebezdin and not teilu ba'atzmai. The Gemara continues and quotes from a Mishnah that we mentioned that was a Talmud that's roi l'ra, and the Gemara asks Kagoy Man that who is this referring to, and Amar Rava Kagoy and Shimon ben Azai or Shimon ben Zayma. For example, Shimon ben Azai and Shimon ben Zayma, and although they were gomer v'saver, but they died very young and they died as bachrim, and therefore they never joined the Sanhedrin. And as the Gemara Mesef the Sanhedrin and Daf Yitzayim Abayis tells us that whenever the Gemara uses the term Adon l'fnei chachamim, that refers to Shimon ben Azai and Shimon ben Zayma, and the Gemara continues Amalei Abaya and Abaya asked Rava ki hai gavna mezuru, that if you're talking about such talmid chacham like Shimon ben Azai and Shimon ben Zayma who felt that bezin paskin incorrectly, then certainly they're considered a mezid, as certainly they shouldn't have eaten the schelev, and if they did so, then they're considered a mezid and they should be potter from bringing a carbon, not because they were totally with bezin, but because they're considered a mezid and they ate schelev improperly. And as Rashi states, the Gemara tells us that Rav responds to Abaya, and according to Yosvara, then Hodet Tanya, but we learn to the Braisa that based on the Pasuk B'negei or Korban Chatos of Yochud, and the Pasuk states, V'im Nefesh Achas Techta B'Shkoga Me'am Orch, Ba'Seisa Achas Mitzvah Hashem Ashalisa Asen of Hashem, and the Braisa teaches us that since it says Ba'Seisa Achas, so we learn out that it's only Yochud or Isim P'i Atzmai that's going to be Chayiv, but by Ros Bezdin Potter, but if he does so by Ros Bezdin, there'll be Potter from bringing a Korban Chatos. The Braisa continues to explain Ketzad, and what is the case of Hayu Bezin Shechel Muta, that a Bezin Paskin, that specific type of Chel is Muta, V'Neidel Echem and Shatou, one of the Dayanim know that Bezin made a mistake, or Talmud Yeshul Fame, V'Roy Leira, Kagoy and Shim Ben Azai, Yochli E Potter, Talmud Leima, Basesa Achas, Yochel Oisal Piatz Ben Chayev, by Ros Bezin Potter, but if he does so by Ros Bezin, then he's going to be Potter. And clearly, this Braisa states that we're referring to a person like Shim Ben Azai, and even so, he would be potter, and he's not considered a mezid. Therefore, your question is not only on me, but your question is even on this braisa. And therefore, we have to explain this braisa al hechim mishkachas law. And therefore, how would you find a case that even though Shimon ben Azai knew that Bezin was wrong and he went and ate the chilev, that he would not be considered a mezid, and we would consider his tailor bedas atzmai, and therefore he'd be chayav to bring a korban chatos? And Rav explains kagoyin diyada d'asa, that even though Shimon ben Azai knew that it's asa to eat his chilev, but since he also knew that Bezin gave a psak din that one is allowed to eat this chaylev, and therefore he thought there would be mutter to eat this chaylev as a mitzvah to listen to the words of the chamim, and even al yamin shu small val small shu yamin l'didinami the tov mitzvah l'shmei de chamim. And the way I explained our Mishnah that's referring to someone that's on the madrega of Shimon ben Azai and Shimon ben Zayma, it's also referring to a case where they made a mistake in the Utaya and they thought that's mitzvah l'shmoyde v'chachamim, and therefore he's not considered that he did the sisv amazed, but even so, we don't consider that he was teilu b'das bezin, and since we consider it that he was teilu b'das atzmoy, therefore will be chayit to bring a carbon chatos. The Gemara continues and quotes from Mishnah, as a Mishnah stated, ze'aklal ha'teilu b'atzmoy chayiv, ha'teilu b'bezin potter, and the Gemara asks that why would we need this klal, and what is it coming to include? And the Gemara states, lasuy mai, and the Gemara explains, lasuy mibay bara, that the Mishnah is teaching us that if Reuven is someone that generally doesn't listen to Bezin, and he always is mivay bara, which is lashon of kicking, then even though in this case, Bezin actually paskin that this type of chaylev is going to be mutar, even though he now goes and eats his chaylev based on a psak, but a maisa we don't consider that he was teilu bid Bezin, and we consider that he was teilu bid atzmai, as he is generally a person that doesn't listen to Bezin, and therefore he'd be chayav to bring a korban chatos, and l'chayr we have to be mechalat between this case and the case of a mumar, where we previously learned that we wouldn't accept a korban from a mumar, and the Gemara continues that when the Mishnah gave a klal that teilu bid Bezin is patah, le'asuye this comes to include hayu Bezin v'yadu shetov v'chazben, and in a case where Bezin paskin that specific type of chaylev is mutar, and they then realized that they made a mistake, and they were chayzer, and they retracted their psak, and they said that this type of chaylev is going to be asar, and then Reuven ate, and he didn't realize that Bezin retracted, that even in that case, since Reuven was teilu Bezin, that he'd be patah from bringing carbon chatas, and the Gemara continues and is bothered, ha'behedik tanila, that this case will be a specific din that we will learn in the Mishnah on Daf Gimel Beis, and if so, how can you say this is what we learn from the extra words of Hayu Bezin is potter? And the Gemara answers, Tani Vad Mefarish, that in the Chanami we're able to learn it from the Diakala Mishnah, and then the Mishnah Daf Gimel Beis will explain this case as well. And Ayin Rashi, Habahedik Tani Law, Bimastisin, the Rab Shimon Paita, the Rab Shimon will say that you potter from bringing a carbon, and even though there's a machlekes in that Mishnah, however, Lemaisa, we saw in our Mishnah a Diak like the din of Rab Shimon, and the Gemara answered, Halei Kasha, Tani Klolo, Zaklal, Bahad Mefarish, Bimastisin, and the Gemara continued that the ratio of our Mishnah, the Mishnah taught us that even in a case where there is no chiv to bring a param dov shel tziba, but if a yochid did something based on a psak of bezin, that he would not be chayav to bring a korban chatos. And the Gemara tells us, Amar Rabbi Yehuda Mishmuel, Zud of Rabbi Yehuda, that this Mishnah is not going to divrei kol, and it's only going to feed the words of Rabbi Yehuda, al chum imim, but a chum agin Rabbi Yehuda, that yochid she'asa b'ras bezin is chayav, and even if a yochid ate a piece of chilev based on a psak of bezin, then since there is no chiv to bring a param dov shel tziba, so it would still be a chiv for the yochid to bring a korban chatos. And let's keep in mind that this Gemara is Rabbi Yehuda name of Shmuel, and he says that our Mishnah is going like Rabbi Yehuda, and we will see in Daf Gimel and Aleph that we'll have a member of Rabbi Nachman name of Shmuel. Rabbi Nachman holds that Shmuel stated that our Mishnah is going like Rabbi Meir, as we will see later on. And our Gemara now asks, my Rabbi Yehuda, that where do we find the Shita Rabbi Yehuda who holds that Yochid Shasa by Ras Bezdin is Pata? And the Gemara explains the Tanya, as we learned in the Brisa, that the Pasuk states, Nefesh Achas Techta Bishkoga Baseisa Hare Ilu Gimel Mutin, and we have three different mutin in this Pasuk, and as Rashi states that the words Nefesh and Achas and Techta are all a miut, and as Rashi says, the Mashma Nefesh Techta, Achas Techta and Baseisa Techta, and as our Gemara states, that from one of these mutin we learn out that Oisim be Atzmin Chayiv, however, by Ras Bezdin Potter, and therefore we see in this Brisa that Yochid Shasa by Ras Bezdin is Potter, and even though this Brisa doesn't say that these are the words of Rabbi Yehuda, however, this Brisa is found in the Safra, and we have a cloud that Stam Safra is going like Rabbi Yehuda, and therefore we see the Rabbi Yehuda hold that Yochid Oisu by Ras Bezdin is Potter. And Rashi states, the Mashma by Seisim Pi Atzmin Chayiv, Lemute Toilu Bezdin the Potter, Vahani Shleshim Yutim, Mepharshim Mesech the Shabbos, the Perak Matzniah, and Rabbi Yehuda explains in Mesech the Shabbos that we learn from the other two Mutim that number one, that one is Potter, Vzeikiv Zemaniach, the Benegir Yitzah, that if one person does that Kira, if one does that Anocha, then one would not be Chayim in the Raisa, and Vechadim Ute Zeyachal Zeyachal, and one comes to be Mayit, that if two parties are carrying something, and both of them could have carried it by themselves, then Shtayim Shasu is Potter, and Rashi seems to say that the way we know that it is Rabbi Yehuda is based on this Gemara, Mesech the Shabbos, and keep in mind, although we saw that since the Pasuk could have stated, Vim Techto Bishkoga Me Amarach, Ba'achas Me Mitzvah Hashem, that the word Nefesh and Achas and Techta are all extra, but Ayin Rashi and Daf Gimel Mar Aleph, who is bothered, that Lemais we have a cloud that in Mir Achamir El Rabbis, and how could you Mayit anything from these words? And Rashi brings from the Yerushalmi, that be Yerushalmi and Farish, Hani Mili Hecha Deleka El Abiz Mutin, Hava Hocha De Ekel Gimel Mutin Bezeh Hazeh, Bechad Kra, Kulu Asa Lemayit, Bechim Belam Amidus Mitzasi, Ayin Shom. The Gemara continues, My Rabbanon, that where do we find a Shita Rabbanon who hold that Yochid Shaisa Bayraz Bezer would be Chayiv? Chayiv, and the Gemara brings a Braisa to Tanya, and the Braisa starts off that since the Pasuk states, Basiksa, Yochel Yochel Shasu Chayiv, Shnaim Shasu Pturin, that one may think that if one person does a Sisser, then it would be Chayiv, but once more than one person does a specific Sisser, then it would be Potter, and they would not bring a Korban Chatas, Hamaloyma Me'ama Oretz, Afil Merubin, and even if there are multiple people that do an Isser, it would still be Chayiv to bring a Korban Chatas, and the Braisa now continues, Adayin Ani Omer, and at this point, I would still think to say that Mia Kol Shechatu Chayovin, that a part of Klai Yisrael that is not Reva Klai Yisrael did not veira, then it'd be chayav to bring a korban chatos. She'im bezin mevin al yedein par, because bezin doesn't bring a par in double shel tziba, but Reva Kol Shechatu Yiyub Turin, she'im bezin mevin al yedein par. Hamuloyma and some agurus ama oretz afilu ruba afilu kula, that even if there would be Reva Klai Yisrael and even if all Klai Yisrael did not veira, that they would still be chayav a korban. And at this point, it's unclear as to what this brisa means. And the Gemara now explains, Bamai, that what is this brisa referring to? As Ilayim Bishigas Maisa Shalei Ra, that if we're referring to a case where Reva the Tziba, all the Tziba, did an Avera Bishigas Maisa, and he didn't have a Psaka Bezdin, so Bezdin Mai Vitel, Shalei Bairah's Bezdin, that Lachir, what Shaykhs does Bezdin have, and why would they bring a Pound of Shal Tziba if Bezdin wasn't involved at all? As Bezdin Mi Maisa Shalei Bairah, as Bezdin certainly doesn't bring a Pound of Shal Tziba if they didn't Paskin incorrectly. And the Gemara continues, Ela Bairah, and if you're going to tell me that the case is where Bezdin Paskin incorrectly, and then Reva all the Tziba actually did this Issa based on the Psaka Bezdin, that certainly we can't say that they would be chayav to bring a carbon, as certainly Bezdin would be chayav to bring a pound of Shal Tziba. And when the Pasuk states, Me'ama Oretz, it is not referring to a case where there was a Ras Bezdin and Reva all the Kal did an Issa Alpi Bezdin. And based on these questions, Elav Hachikama, that it must be that the Brisa means as follows, that Mi'a Kol Shechotu B'Shigas Maisa Chayavin, that if there is a Mi'ad of the congregation that did an Issa, and even if it was Alpi Ras Bezdin, that it would still be Chayav to bring a Korban Chatos. And the reason is, She'im Bezdin Mevin Al Yedein Par Bayra, Hohen Chayavin, that since Bezdin would not bring a Parham Dalva Shel Tzibor, therefore each individual will still be Chayav to bring a Korban Chatos, and this would be the Shita Chamim that argued Rabbi Huda of Mishnah, and as Rabbi Huda stated in the name of Shmuel, that Zudiv Rabbi Huda of Chom Oimim Yachad Shasu Bayra Bezdin is Chayav. And the Brisa then continued that Yachal Rav Tzibor Shasu B'Shigas Maisa Yub Turin, Chayav Bezdin Mevin Al Yedein Par Bayra, that one would think that if Reva the Tziba or all of Klai Yisrael actually do an Issar, and even though it wasn't Al Pi HaRaz Bezdin, then maybe they would not have to bring a Korban Chatos, as if they would have done it Al Pi HaRaz Bezdin, then Bezdin would have brought a Parim Dalva Shel Tziba, Talmud Loima Me'ama Oretz Afilu Rubai, and even if most of Klai Yisrael did this Issar, and they did it so Shalei B'Raz Bezdin, then they would still be Chayav to bring a Korban Chatos. When the Gemara continues, Amar Papa, the Papa asked the following Shaila, that how could you prove in this Braisa that the Chum hold that Yachid Shasa by Ras Bezdin would be Chayiv, but Mimai, Dilma Loy Hein Vloy Bezdin, but maybe the Rashi of Brisa means to tell us that not only would Yachid not be Chayiv, but Bezdin would also not be Chayiv to bring a Param Dov Shel Tzibor. And I in Rashi, that's certainly from the Brisa, it's not mashma like this, as the Rashi of the Brisa stated, Adayin Ani Yoyme, Mia Kol Shechotu Chayovin, She'im Bezdin Mevin Al Yedein Par, and it's mashma that Yachid would be Chayiv, but Zokt Rashi, Vachi Koma, Mia Kol Shechotu B'Shigas Maisa Chayovin, that if there would be a Mia Kol does not be a b'shegeg, and it was not a p bezdin, then it'd be chayiv. She'im bezdin mevi'im paralein by ra. However, if the miyut of the kal would actually do the avera al p ra's bezdin, then not only would bezdin not be chayiv to bring a paralein dav shel tziba, but the yochid would also not be chayiv to bring a korban chatos. But the gemara points out that certainly this can't be pshat in the brisa, as yochid might ear to come and have al rubel chiyuva. And why would the brisa try to find a makar that if there's reiv of klai yisrael that does an issa shaloy al p ra's bezdin, that it would be chayiv to bring a korban chatos? And why would this be different than if there would be a meat of klai yisrael that did an issa shaloy al pi haraz bezin, certainly a chayiv lab mechlal? And by the fact that the brisa asked this question, so it must be that they understood that meat by ra kaimu the mechayiv by ra, if there's a meat of klai yisrael that did an issa, and even if they were toilo bedas bezin, they would still be chayiv to bring a korban chatos. And since we see that there is a chiluk between a meat of klai yisrael doing an issa or reva klai yisrael doing an issa, so one may have thought that if Reva Klai Yisrael does an Issa, Shaloya Piyaraz Bezin, maybe they would still be Potter from Miriam Kamachatas, and that's why we need a Pasuk to teach us that even though they were Reva Tziba, but since they were not Toilu Bezin, they are still Chayiv to bring a Karman Chatas. And Lemaisa, we have a good deal from this Braisa that Rabbanan hold that a Yachish Asa by Raz Bezin would be Chayiv, and as the Gemara continues, that according to Rab Papa, that there is no chilul between a yachid and a rabbim, and as long as anyone is asa piyaras bezdin, they'd be part of a korban chatas. So once we already know that if there's a meat of klai yisrael that didn't iser and they didn't rely on a psak of bezdin, that they're chayiv to bring a korban chatas, and then there'd be no reason for the brayser to have a question as to what the makor is that if rov of klai yisrael didn't averish shaloy al piyaras bezdin, that they'd be chayiv to bring a korban. As certainly there should be no chilul between a yachid and rabbim, and as long as they didn't rely on a psak of bezdin, then certainly they should be chayiv to bring a korban chatos. And as the Gemara continues, El Lav Midloy Mahadal Miyut Mechayiv B'Shigus Maisa Ubesayif Mahadal Rubel Chiyuv B'Shigus Maisa. And by the fact that the Brisa first asked for a makar as to how we know that a yochid that did an avera Shaloy Al Piyaras Bezdin that a chayiv, and then the Brisa continued and tried to find a makar as to how we know that if Roiv HaKol doesn't issa Shaloy Al Piyaras Bezdin that they still be chayiv to bring a korban chatos. So Shema Minot, the Rapop is incorrect, and the Rabbanon of this Brisa hold Miyut by Ruach Hayavim Hein Kispu Sira, that if there's a meat of Klai Yisrael that doesn't Issa based on the Psak of Bezin, then it would still be Chayat to bring a Korban Chatos. Similarly, Shalei Barah B'Shigus Maisa Chayavim, if a Yochid doesn't Issa and he didn't rely on the Psak of Bezin, then it'd be Chayat to bring a Kispu Sira. And then it makes sense why the Bryce is now bothered that if Rav Atziba doesn't Issa and they didn't rely on the Psak of Bezin, then how do we know that it'd be Chayiv if L'maisa, if they would have relied on Bezin, then there would have been a Chayiv to bring a Paran Dov Shal Tziba. And as Rashi states, five lines from the bottom of the left column of Rashi, as we keep in the Kaim Lil Tana, the Mir Beshigus Meisa Gredos Chayobin, Ilka Kamahada Rubel Chuva, Uloilum Shamina Meho Masisin, the Yachat Shaosu Beros Bezin Chayiv, and Shma Mino, from this Brysa, there's a riot, this member of Rabbi Yudin named Shmuel, that there is machlekes between Rabbi Yudin and Achamim, and there is a Shita Chamim that hold, not like a Mishnah, and they hold Yachat Shaosu Beros Bezin is going to be Chayiv. And the Gemara continues that we just saw two Brysas, and both of these Brysas were Stam Brysas, and we explained that the first Brysa is Golan Rabbiuda, and Rabbiuda is the Tanava Mishnah hold that Yachid Ha'isa B'Hiraz Bezin is going to be Potter, while the second Brysa is the Rabbanon, and they hold Yachid Ha'isa B'Hiraz Bezin is going to be Chayiv, and the Gemara is now bothered that certainly we know that Stam Sifra is Rabbi Huda, and therefore certainly one of these Brysas will be going like Rabbi Huda, but we have a stereo between the two Brysas, and therefore we might have Kamais Rabbi Huda B'Sreis Rabbanon. How do we know that the first Brysa is Golan Rabbiuda, and the second Brysa is Golan Rabbanon? Maybe let's say the opposite, and maybe the Tanava Mishnah is the Rabbanon and not Rabbi Yudah. And the Gemara explains that the first Brysa used three miyutim that says in Pashas Vayikra, as the Pasuk states, bin nefesh achas techta. Therefore, Gemara explains, man shamatle the darsh miyutim ke'agavna Rabbi Yudah, which Tana do we find that learns similar miyutim in regard to other cases where we find three miyutim, that is Rabbi Yudah, and therefore it must be that the first Brysa is going like Rabbi Yudah. And as the Gemara explains, the Tanya, and as we learned to the Brysa, Rabbi Huda Imed, Rabbi Huda dashens the second Pasuk in Pashas Sav, and we continue on Daf Gimel Mun Aleph, that the Pasuk in Pashas Sav states, Sav is Aaron Ves Bonav Lema, Zeis Teir Sa'ilah, Hiyo Ilal Mikdalam Mizbeach, Kol Alay Lada Beka, Ve'ishim Mizbeach, Tukad Ba'i, and Rabbi Huda teaches us, Harei Ilu Shleisha Mutin, that the word Zeis, and the word Ha'ilah, and the word He, are all Mutin, and just like we find Rabbi Huda dashens this Pasuk with three Mutin, so similarly Rabbi Huda dashens our Pasuk based on three Mutin, and therefore we see that first Brysa is going like the Shita Rabbi Huda. I in the top Rashi on Dav Gimel Malif, where Rashi explains that the word Zois and He Ha'ila Harei Lu Shleishim Yutai Nchad Prat L'Nishchata B'Layla V'Chad Prat L'Nishpach Dama and V'Chad Prat L'Shiyotza Dama Chutz L'Klayim Shem Osa Agab Mizbeach Tered D'Leyave Oidl Chashuva V'Hochinam M'Farash B'Sech Znidr Paragayt Zidayfin. And Agamar continues V'Yiseyma, or if you want I could bring another explanation as to how we know that the first Brysa is Rabbi Huda and the second Brysa is Rabbanon. And as the Gemara explains, as the Brysa that starts Adayin Ne'ayimah Loi Matzis Mukim Zlok Rabbi Huda, we couldn't explain that Brysa that's going like Rabbi Huda, the Tani Rav Kol Shechatu Bezim Avin Ali Dei Par, as the Maestro of the Brysa states that if Rav of Klai Yisrael doesn't have Vera Al Pia Ras Bezin, then Bezin will be the one that will bring the Par Helm Dov Shel Tziba and V'i Rabbi Huda. And if this Brysa is going like Rabbi Huda, Ha'omah Tziba Hu D'Maisi Bezin Loi, well, the Maestro Rabbi Huda is of the opinion when there's a Chiv of Par Helm Dov Shel Tziba, the Tziba is the one that brings this par, and Bezdin does not have a requirement to bring the par from their own money. And the Tznan, and as we will learn in the Mishnah Daf Heim and Aleph, Rabbi Huda Imer, Rabbi Huda holds Shiva Shvatim Shechatum Mevi'in Zayin Parim, that if Rav of seven Shvatim do this Aveira based on Haraz Bezdin, then they'll bring seven individual Parim for each of the Shvatim. And although the Gemara brought from the second part of the Mishnah on Daf Hey Amud Aleph. However, that Mishnah begins on the bottom of Daf Dal Amud Beis, and the Mishnah actually teaches us Haru Bezdin v'asu kol kol Ruben Alpien, that Bezdin Paskin and all of the Shvatim, who at least Rav of Klal Yisrael, did the Issa based on the Psak of Bezdin. Now, although Rav may hold that Bezdin were being a par, however, Rabbi Huda holds that Yud Beis Shvatim Avin Yud Beis Parim, and Lachayu we could have brought a raya from this part of the Mishnah as well. Ayinim Mefarshim. But Maisa we see that the second Brisa is not going like the Sheet of Rabbi Huda. Therefore, it must be that the first Brisa that taught us that Yachad Shasa Beiros Bezdin's Potter is going like the Sheet of Rabbi Huda, and that is the Tan of our Mishnah. And the second Brisa of our Mishnah, we will daik that Yachad Shasa Beiros Bezdin's Chayiv is going like the Chachamim, and they argue in our Mishnah. And the Maisa we pass like the Chachamim, and therefore we pass that Yachad Shasa Beiros Bezdin is still going to be Chayiv a Korban Chatos, and we will stop over here.